I heard something really awesome. It was misdirecting your thoughts. It said think negatively first, because people are better at looking at the negative in things and then figure out what the negative outcome is and do the opposite of that. So look at the negative and say, well, I'm not going to go outside. It's too hot. Well, maybe I should wear something different so I don't get too hot.
It's funny that you say that, because like with relationships and stuff, it's like the same thing. You know, if you show, I mean, obviously you want to like show people the best version of yourself and all of that, but like eventually they're going to see the quote unquote bad sides of you, the negative sides of you. Mm-hmm. So if just you show them out. The negative sides first, by the time they get to the good parts of you, it's like, oh wow, this person's fantastic.
It's like one of those rap battles. Mm-hmm. Where they like, okay, I'm going to expose everything negative about me because you can't come at me with anything that I've already said. I've already said it. So you can't throw it back on me. I own that laundry. I own it and you can't do anything about it. So what if you were to think backwards and say, wow, you know, I'm not making enough money. Well, if I'm not making enough money, what if I worked extra hours? So that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that type of stuff. Or maybe, you know, if you're dissatisfied with your appearance, okay, well, change it. Well, I don't like what people treating me bad. Well, don't hang around the people that are treating you bad. There's, you know, change your circle. You know, so there's
solutions.
That. Yeah, there's solutions. So, but people, if you were like, say, to reverse this and say, okay, I'm going to think of all the reasons, the excuses why I'm not going to change or do something. And then really listen to yourself and say, well, all those objections, what if I did this instead? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you did it backwards, you say, I'm going to do this, then you're going to stop it, and it's going to stop you and say, oh, I can't do this because of this. Well, just put it out there first and say like, oh, I can't move forward, da, da, da. I'm thinking that it's just reverse how you're actually thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's we think of the negative first before looking at the positive outcome. You know what I mean?
So it's kind of like what they say, hope for the worst, or how's it? Hope for the worst, pray for the best, or pray for the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah.
You know, something to that saying, you know.
You've exposed the worst that can happen, and then you just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you can't focus on the negative either. No. You have to make sure that you try to think of a solution for whatever it is you're going through.
Right. I'm running top speed. There's a cliff, and if I jump off of it, I'm going to die. Okay, I'm going to go left.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, you know it. Instead of, like, just running and say, oh, I don't care, but I know I'm worried about a cliff. What if the cliff's not there?
Yeah. I mean, just like you always say, every problem has a solution. Mm-hmm. So every negative has a positive.
Right, it does.
Nothing is impossible.
Every cloud has a silver lining. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's always something good out of something bad. It's just that you have to dig deep to find that.
After it rains, there's always a rainbow. Like. Yes,
exactly.
Right, so here's the whole point of this, is no one talks about those problems or those things that they have issues with. They don't face them. They just walk around like knowing that they can't do certain things. What if you faced it like head first?
Mm-hmm.
You said, this is a problem. Like I always talk about, write that letter of apology to yourself. You could just purge into that and give all the excuses of why you're not doing what you want to do. Expose that so that you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. Get it out there.
And then look it over and see like, okay, well, this is something I can fix. That's something I can fix. That's something I can fix.
Yes.
You can take 5-10 minutes to sit there and be like, wallow and self-pity, whatever, write it all down, get all your feelings out there. But then after those 5-10 minutes are up, look at what everything that you wrote down and be like, okay, I can fix that. I can fix that. I can do that.
Right. So that's why, like, even when I look at, I have 100 billion things I need to do. And I say, okay, well, I can just get paralyzed with the amount of stuff that I need to do. Or one bite at a time, or I could just pick it and just tackle it and say, okay, here's my play I'm going to make today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run this play. I'm going to do these routes and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever you can't do today, you'll do tomorrow.
Tackle it the next day.
Yep.
And then the next day.
Yep.
Just keep going.
I mean, people have to understand it's like multitasking. Life is multitasking. I mean, you're doing different things at different times all the time during the day. That's multitasking. I mean, when you're at work, you multitask, right? I mean, you take pictures, you
try your best,
download them. You also do whatever else. You know, yeah, you should have eight arms. The shuffle. I mean? That's just how it goes. I mean, every day is like that. So, I mean, you know, like you said, work on the list, knock it down, knock it down. But the thing is, you can't go around feeling sorry for yourself all the time, because after a while, people get tired of you. You know, every time you come around, oh, man, here you come, negative all the time.
Well, because, like, there'll be negative Nancy, but then somebody will come around and be like, well, here, let me give you some advice. Let me give you some positive feedback. Like, there's always something good about your day, or this is something that you can fix or do to fix that situation. But
those people have to be willing to listen to what you're saying.
And they hate positive advice.
And they have to hear it. Right. Like I tell people, there's a difference between listening and hearing.
Right, because they'll listen to you.
You can listen all day, but all you're hearing, and if you actually heard it, the next day you're going to feel different because you actually heard what was being said.
You need to listen and take action.
Yes.
Yes. And if you need time processing, do that. But do it fast. Yes. Take action. Don't sit on it forever.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that was an awesome little sound bite there. We'll catch you next week.